Today, May 20th, is Eliza Doolittle Day. It's taken from the character played by Julie Andrews on Broadway and Audrey Hepburn in the movie version of My Fair Lady. This is the kind of unofficial holiday that only musical fans would know about, but commentator Mark Aceto thinks there are good reasons for us all to observe it.
In Act One of My Fair Lady, Eliza Doolittle, the Cockney flower girl learning to speak like a lady, fantasizes about meeting the King of England. Of course, because it's a musical, she sings, "One evening the king will say, 'Oh, Liza, oh, thing, I want all of England your praises to sing. Next week on the 20th of May, I proclaim Liza Doolittle die.'" Since I'm not Julie Andrews, or Audrey Hepburn, or Marnie Nixon, who sang for Audrey Hepburn in the movie, I'll spare you the rest. But suffice it to say, Eliza envisions all of England celebrating her glory. However, the only people who recognize Eliza Doolittle Day are musical theater geeks like me. And while an evening of cocktails and show tunes is always fun, well, it's always fun to me at least, it's insufficient to mark the occasion because Eliza's message is all too relevant today. You see, My Fair Lady is based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, and both pieces explore the ramifications of learning how to speak properly at a time when elocution was valued as a symbol of education and upward mobility. Emphasis on the was. Listen to Franklin Delano Roosevelt say, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," and it's almost inconceivable that ordinary Americans trusted someone who sounded like Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island. We are now in an age when Sarah Palin speaks to a quarter of the electorate, even though she talks like she's translating into Korean and back again. Even the rhetorically gifted President Obama has felt compelled to drop his G's while trying to sell health care reform. I myself have heard college graduates say things like, "Me and him hung out," because apparently "he and I" sounds pretentious. Well, me thinks you just sound stupid. Nowadays, sounding folksy has become more important than sounding educated. As Eliza's teacher Henry Higgins says, "Use proper English, you're regarded as a freak." But our country's biggest competitors are learning proper English, and judging from all the Indian call centers, learning it quite well. Our country was built by people striving to move up, not dumb down. So on this Liza Doolittle Day, perhaps we should all take a moment to think before we speak.
Mark Aceto is the author of the novels How I Paid for College and Attack of the Theater People. He'll celebrate Eliza Doolittle Day tonight at a party in New York with Marnie Nixon.
Next week on the 20th of May, I proclaim Liza Doolittle Day. All the people will celebrate the glory of you, and whatever you wish and what I gladly will do. Thanks a lot, King, says I, in a manner well bred, but all I want is Henry Higgins Ed. Done, says the king with a stroke.